Dear Chicago.
Oops.
Drove to Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. Welcome to Foul Monkeys, where we re-record out of Rogers Park, Chicago.
The dark cavern in my ass.
Thank you for listening. This is Ricky.
Have a great day.
Goodbye.
But to the bye.
Hey, y'all, it's episode 630. This is Ricky, and this is...
Coconut.
No, we want to call you Raja today.
Raja?
Raja.
You know, my one of my coworkers used to call me Raja Lee, which is, I think it's like an Indian king or something, or like some sort of like, I don't know. It's some sort of like king or
something.
Something
special
in India.
And it made you feel good.
I was like, okay, sure.
Raja Lee.
Raja Lee.
So,
whatever
Roger.
Floats your boat.
It's a Saturday. It's very nice out.
It's a little warm. It's not so bad.
It's going to get warm.
Oh.
I got all the air conditioners on.
This you do. Which is great for me because, you know, I like it to be...
Because you sweat the
Dead Sea. Balmy 55.
Right. When it's like 32 degrees outside, Roger is like swinging his hair or swinging his arms in the air like
like what's it, Julie Andrews and
yeah,
the hills are alive with the sound of air conditioning.
Y'all, if it's not the Alps up in here, Roger's not coming.
Nope. This is very true.
That's why I feel sorry for poor Melinda. Because
I know, I mean, feel so bad last time, and the worst part about
she
it
was
is
so cold.
And then, she was first of all, she was wrapped on her bed like a mummy with some trail of food coming out of her. Like,
I sent her the picture that the
pizza. Oh, to remind her,
yeah. I'm like, I love this picture. She goes, the best part is me trying to accuse someone else
of making that mess. No, but what you call it? It was, we literally tried to keep the room at like 65 because even at 65, it was still like 85
right
with our body heat and Melinda was still cold. I felt kind of bad, kind of.
We would wake up every morning and her lips would be blue. Yes. And we would have to kiss them to make them warm.
Aww. Snuggle
Spirit
me, Mom.
Mommy.
I can't wait to hug me, Mommy.
Speaking of all this that we're talking about with Melinda, y'all, Pride 48's coming.
It's in try a week?
3 or 4 weeks, yeah. About 3 weeks.
Wow.
I think I head out there the 22nd.
Oh, are you maybe out there for so long? No, it's the 26th.
I'm out there
the 27th.
Tuesday to Monday.
Okay, so you're there a day before I get there.
You should try to go if you can. Go over to pride48.com.
Especially if you live close by. Like,
yeah.
There's like no reason.
Drive.
I mean, if you live in California, you should drive. Because
it's
easier.
Christian, my friend Christian that I'm trying to get to come out. He's like, I don't have anywhere to stay.
There's a floor.
Right.
Somewhere in the hotel that will keep you. Just make sure that you get a force field of roaches because you don't want the roaches to come up on you.
Probably the most expensive thing is the flight to get there. Yeah. If you have to fly.
Not for me this year, but yes.
It was only $12 for me this year. But
it was for me. It was free.
The rooms are $29 a night other than Friday and Saturday, which I think they go to $59 or $69, which isn't bad.
Which is still pretty reasonable. Look, let me just say I'm extremely like uppity when it comes to places that I like to stay at because I've fortunately enough have had, you know, stayed with friends and we've always stayed at really nice places because none of us like to stay in a shitty place, even though we don't necessarily stay at the hotel all the time, but we want to come back to a nice place. And I will tell you, this is the one exception that I will make because I don't want to spend money on another room for, and not only that, but the amount of time that I stay there, it would be extremely expensive, and I just can't afford it.
Well,
I make a concession, but if you're literally not going to be in the room, this is probably probably one of the okay places to stay.
We're not even. I stay in the room to sleep. That's all that I.
Yeah,
I don't need it to look pretty. Well, I need it to have a shower. I need to have an air conditioning. That's pretty much it. I need it to be so I won't get murdered. But other than that, I'm good.
I mean,
I would prefer it not to smell like smoke, but that's not something that we can control in Vegas. I just need it to
be extremely clean and very cold. That's all. I mean, and
like, well, I was going to say your heart, but there's nothing clean about it. Did you just fart?
No, I moved the stick.
Ew.
Yeah,
you moved the stick.
I have that. I have that ability. did I ever tell you what happened to us when my friend Jay went to Philadelphia for a conference for him?
Mm-mm.
So when he used to work for a company, we would travel all the time, every year, or like either once or twice a year, we would go to a conference. And since he is of the doctor type, we would go to these conferences. And usually that was kind of like my vacation, because I would go with him. And then we would like, he'd go to his conference for like, oh, I don't know, like 2 or 3 hours, and then come back and we'd go out and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And usually we would try to go to places that either I haven't traveled to, or he hasn't traveled to, or both of us haven't traveled to. So that way we could kind of discover and whatever. And it was always fun because we always got to go to really cool places. But usually we would go to like Los Angeles, San Diego,
South Bend, Indiana.
Never. And like I've had the opportunity to usually would go to somewhere in California because that's our favorite place. And this one time we decided to go to Philadelphia. Now, I had been to Philadelphia. That's
the city of brotherly love, right?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's where the sign comes from. Well, without the Hello Kitty, but that's the L-O-V. Mm-hmm. That's where. Anyway, so it was the third time I'd been in Philadelphia where I'd actually stayed there. The first two times were just kind of like we went into the city, kind of went to a mall. We went to the King of Prussia, which is a huge mall that's not in Philadelphia, but it's nearby. But I never actually stayed in Philadelphia. I never actually got to see any of the like monuments that it has and whatnot. And
the Liberty Bell.
Yeah. Which is really cool, by the way. And it's kind of actually small. Like it's not as big as one would think a bell would be. But anyways, so we stayed at this hotel in the downtown area. And it's very much like San Francisco, if you've ever been there, or people who live in San Francisco that listen to us, they would know when I reference this, but it's very like busy with like homeless people. Not like San Francisco in that sense where there's like an abundance of them, cause it's, you know, whatever, but, you know, it's just kind of, it's a little shady. It's not like Chicago.
It's like downtown. Washington, D.C.
Yes. They're homeless. Yes. Yeah. Where it's kind of like you, like, it's really pretty and everything, but there's just homeless everywhere. And you're like,
there's just something a little different.
There's some off about it. You're like, I think at
this
night.
This is a perfect place, but something's a little off. Yeah.
It's like, I think at night, like, the buildings go underground. Right. Shit comes up and it's like fucking. It
like transforms.
Yeah, it's like the Tenderloin District in San Francisco. Anyway, but so, you know, it was kind of a little sketchy. Certain areas, a little sketchy. Anyways, and I don't know if you've ever been to Philadelphia, but Philadelphia, a lot of the streets still have cobblestone. So they're very like narrow, very small. Traffic is still in there, but, you know, it's kind of like, you know, cars kind of, most of the streets are going in one direction, like, only the major streets are like two ways.
Right.
Usually the smaller streets is like one way, which is, I think it's kind of cool because it takes. I
hate one way streets, especially if you don't know where you are.
Yeah. It could be a little. Yeah. So anyway, so I walked because he was in his convention and I walked all the way to the Liberty Bell and it was like, I mean, it was a good walk. I think it took me like maybe 45 minutes to get there from the hotel. And so I did that whole area by myself. Well, 2 days later, we're in the hotel, and I think it's probably like the last day that we're there. And we're watching TV, and so we're starting to go to sleep because it was like late at night. And all of a sudden, we hear a little bit of commotion on the outside of our door. And then all of a sudden, we were talking.
Pow, pow, talking. Pow.
No way. We were talking, and we kind of got quiet because, you know, we were just talking to ourselves, right? And all of a sudden, we hear, boom, 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 on the door. And we like froze and we're like,
holy shit.
And I was like, what the hell? I was like, no, because we had just finished ordering room service. Uh-huh. So we walked to, so my friend walks to the door and he sees, and there's like these three fucking big guys standing at the door, pounding on it, trying to fucking get into our door. And we're like, what the fuck? So they pound again. Motherfucker, open a goddamn door. At this point,
911 police.
No, and then there's this huge, so there's this huge, like, it looked like a wok, but it was like a dish. Like, you know, it was like one of the, like those decorative pieces. So I was like, as I pointed, and he's, I'm like, get that, get that. And he's like, what the, he's like, what? And I was like, give it to me. And he's like, well, what do you want it for? And I'm like, I'm going to fucking cook him fried rice. Give it to me. He's like, use it as a weapon in case they storm in here, you dumbass. And we just started laughing. And then, so I go to the phone.
You're laughing, but you're about to be murdered.
Oh my God. Like it literally pissed out my pants. And I literally, I grabbed the phone and I walked to the, so it was, my bed was here, his bed was here. And of course the windows, and we were like up. So that's why we always thought like, how the fuck? So I crawl and I get to his side of the bed and I literally call and I'm like, there's someone knocking. There's someone beating at our door. We're kind of afraid. We don't know who these people are. They look like they're dangerous. We heard commotion, blah, blah, blah. He's like, okay. He's like, oh, I see. He's like, I see people walking in the hallway. And we, like, you could see that they were trying to look underneath our door.
Right.
So I don't know if they followed someone. They thought, well, they went into our door. They couldn't hear us because we were like not talking. Because
you're scared and pissing your
pants. Oh my God. And so finally, the guy comes upstairs and I'm like, we're not going to open the door until you guys identify yourselves. So we're going to keep our door closed and locked. So then he's like, okay, we're sending the cops up there now. So eventually the cops come up there and like, you know, they knock on our door and they're like, it's the police. And you know, my friend Jay goes up to the door and he's like, you know, he opens it. He's like, and he sees the cops and he opens the door. And he's like, I don't know what it was, but there were three guys there and they were just knocking on the door. Like, and they were making a lot of commotion, not at our door per se, but like down the hall. Mm-hmm. So I guess we figured out that there was like I think there must have been like some sort of like family reunion or family party or something. And they were staying on our floor. And I think these three people came in. Oh my God,
was that the Sopranos?
Stupid. No. And so we were just like, oh my God, we can't wait to get the fuck out of this place. First of all, that city is not very pretty. I don't think it's a pretty city. It's
wait,
very-
I love that you're saying it's not pretty now, but before it was pretty with homeless people.
Well, like it's really weird because like when we were where we were staying at, since we were so high up, all we could see is like concrete. And like buildings. So it wasn't like really pretty. When I got to the monuments area, the area by the monument, because it's a park. So that part of it was pretty, but it's not at all pretty by any means. To me, that all the streets look the same. It's like, I felt like it was New York. Like very concrete. There wasn't a lot of green in the
New York.
Anyway, so yeah.
So anyway, Pride 48.
Yes. Needless to say, the hotel over there, you won't get killed.
You guys, for Pride 48, if you're going to go, our show is Friday the 27th at from 5:30 to 6:30.
Yes.
So
on Friday.
I'm so happy it's on Friday. And then we have Saturday and Sunday to do whatever we want.
Something like that.
So make sure you listen Friday. That's Pacific time. So that's...
Is it Pacific time?
Yeah.
Because I think there's 2 hours
it's
behind.
Pacific. No, it's 5:30 Pacific time. It'll be 4:30 Central time, 3:30 Eastern time.
Mm. I didn't know Las Vegas PM. Was California time, too.
I think it is. Yeah, it's Pacific.
I thought it was Mountain.
I mean, it's specific.
Mm. Okay.
It's specifically Pacific.
Stupid.
So make sure you guys go over to pride48.com. We have an ornament that is up for auction that we've done really well on. I'm really happy to say. Let me see where we're at now. But before we were at $25, and then after begging and pleading online on the show,
I don't think it's let's talk about that real quick.
Hold on. We have had 10 bids so far, and we're at $78.
Are we ahead of the other tards?
Don't call him that. But yes, we are.
That's all I care about. Logistics, honey. Logistics. Well,
there is a podcast that is even with us, but it's not Pod is My Copilot. It's all about me.
Yes, honey. That's all I care for.
So I'm thinking what's happening right now is people are just waiting. And then last moment, I think that shit's going to go crazy.
I think so, too. Here's the deal. This is a friendly competition. And yes, we may beg, plead, borrow, whatever you want to call it. It's for a good cause because it helps with the cost of, you know, the production that we do in Vegas for the time that we're down there. And it doesn't just affect us. It affects everyone that is going to go live during the streaming.
That's
going to
be listening.
Right. And not only that, but you have to remember, like, the people who put this together, like, a lot of it comes out of their own pockets initially. So this is something that helps them help us, and it's fun, and it's something that'll, you know, that you guys will get to hear. So even though, yes, we are being, you know, kind of down your throat about it, it's going for a good cause.
And when do you not like it when we're down your throat? I mean, really,
you're gonna get a happy treat at the end, so it's, you know.
So yeah, and I think I've also decided, because Raja Lee. You know, I've been doing this adult coloring thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's really relaxing.
And by adult coloring,
he's filling in the places on his... I mean, finger painting with my poop.
Not where I was going.
Oh.
I was going to say you were filling the crevices on your body.
With poop.
Ew. Colored nonetheless. Oh, look at that.
I ate a bunch of blue cake last week.
Oh, that's like that one that's like that throw up artist who taught Lady Gaga how to throw up on stage color. So stupid. That was Lady Kaka, that was never a thing.
I also think that was a downhill for her. And I think she might be coming back up with the Tony Bennett thing. And
well, she did come back up with that. But right. However,
the color thing.
So apparently she's going back, you know, she's going back to her roots, which is so weird because it's only like her fourth album, which is so weird. That tells you that even though her longevity is, it will always, I mean, she's going to be an artist that's going to be known for a long time. It's strange to me that at this point or at this height in her career, she already has to go back to her roots. Most people do that when they're like 6-7 albums in. She's doing it at her fourth album.
So but we also have to remember that she was doing this long before she was popular. So maybe she...
Yeah, right. You know. Yes, but she was playing music. And the first music that she started off with is nothing to what she does now. Like, not even the Tony Bennett stuff. Because she was doing more like... Alanis Morissette type of stuff, where it was like, you know, that angry
girlfriend. I love Alanis Morissette.
So do I.
And I will always have that first album.
Yes.
That is like, I was thinking the other day, what were we going to finish first? Let me finish the coloring.
Yes.
And then we'll go back to Alanis Morissette and music and stuff. Sorry.
By Foul Monkeys.
I'm thinking about taking some of the colorings that I've done and bringing them to Pride 48 and putting them in for the auction. So I hope you guys are, you know, I hope you guys like the works. I don't want to say, I don't know. It's really, because to me, it's really not coming across as art because I'm just coloring it. I'm not drawing it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I don't know what else to call it. But I can't call it, I guess a coloring is what I would call it.
Adult coloring.
I'm going to bring a few pieces so you can bid on them.
What you have to remember is that you wasted time on it. This was a joke and it ended really bad.
It's still going. It hasn't ended yet.
Oh, that was not funny. You spent time coloring it, so it doesn't matter if the outlines were drawn by someone else.
Maybe
I'll do one or two.
So anyway, they're going to be up for auction. They're not going to be framed. They might be in some saran wrap or something. I don't know. But it's for a good cause.
You know what
I like doing it.
I'll tell you afterwards.
I hope you enjoy it.
Yes.
make sure you go to pride48.com, buy your t-shirt, buy your breakfast. The breakfast is really important. Listen to State of the Station on Sundays. You'll get
that breakfast.
So we're not criticizing.
I just said that breakfast.
That breakfast has a lot of personality in it.
Okay.
But it was good. I wish they had sausage gravy that or corned beef gravy. Is that what it's called? Or corn chip gravy? Whatever it's called.
Yes.
I want that too. But anyway.
Corn chip gravy. That's gross.
Shit on a shingle. So good. Going back to Alanis Morissette. I was, you know, because I have a year of XM radio in the new car. So I have the 90s, the 80s, the number one hits, NPR programmed, right?
Uh-huh.
And I go back and forth. I try not to go on to NPR unless I'm going to listen to it for a long time.
I know.
Because I get stuck.
I was going to say, you get sucked in, and then you're like, God damn, that was a good story. Fuck.
And it was 2 hours long.
And then it's like you move on to the next one. Right. You're like, fuck.
I don't want to get out of the car. So,
but I start work in 2 hours.
Right. Although I could probably listen to it online. Whatever. I don't care.
Right.
I always listen to the 90s music. And like during that time, like 94, 95, and 96, that's the time that I was like, you know, 17, 18, 19.
Mm-hmm.
That music for some reason within those few years mm-hmm. are like, for some reason, like the most important to me. I know all the words. I remember where I was when I first heard the song.
Oh,
You know, that kind of stuff.
I will tell you that my favorite song off of that album is Mary Jane. What's the matter, Mary Jane?
I love like the whole album.
That's like my favorite song off of that album. I mean, the album itself is a great piece of work, but that particular song, I don't know why, like the melody, the music, like the way she sings it, just like, I think it really showcases her voice very well and her range. But that song, the first time I heard it, I was like, while eating a
Where's
piece of cake.
My razor blade?
Right.
But I'm thinking, and I don't know if it's just because we're older. Like you had stated a couple months ago or maybe a couple weeks ago that we are kind of at the age range where we do not seek out new music a lot. We refer back to the music of our time.
Yeah.
Or sooner because, you know, 70s, 80s. Because
well, you know what it is? I think what happens is, well, from the article that what I had read, and I think you may have read the same one or at least saw it. I think what they were saying was is that we tend to, as you pass 30, we tend to stick with the music that we listen to all, throughout our life. So people like our divas, we're less forgiving to them because we've been fans for such a long period of time. So like we do listen to like the Mariah's, Janet's, Madonna's, the, you know, whatever. And we stick with that kind of music, but usually it's the music that we grew up on.
Right.
And we don't, it's very difficult to, at least I know for me, it's been very difficult to try to listen to new music without being like extremely judgy of it because it's like, God, this is not
90s.
Like Taylor Swift, she is ruining music.
I don't know if she's
single-handedly ruining music.
There's Rihanna, a bunch of artists that are doing that.
Oh, but. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, like, and I'm joking with Taylor Swift. I mean, I think it's great that she writes most of her music and whatever, but like, I'm talking about like the Meghan Trainor's, not to diss her because I think she writes a lot of her stuff as well, but like, you know, people like her, they don't have a good chance to really break through the shit that's out there right now.
Well, that first song that she's sang, All About That Bass.
Yeah.
They originally offered it to Beyonce and Rihanna, I think. And then they passed it up and then she sang it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of crazy. I mean, because I think, were Beyonce and Rihanna too big for that song? I don't think so. I think they could have done fine with
it. No, I think they could have done, I totally think, especially with like, I think Beyonce would have done really well with that song. There was another song that I just recently heard that was offered to a Janet Jackson, and she also passed it up. And it's a recent song that's kind of been out on the radio, and it's pretty popular. But it's, I mean, stuff like that happens all the time. You know, it's a lot of music. Like, there's been stuff that was offered to Britney that that Britney actually recorded that was offered to like Janet, Rihanna, and all those people, and you know, they passed on it or whatever. So it's just a feeling. But I just think that music isn't the same, and I don't know if it has anything to do with like the fact that we're getting older, so we appreciate different type of music,
or maybe it's just technology, maybe. Because I find myself like,
I don't like EDM. Oh my god, that drives me crazy. Is that the? It's just, it's like DJ music, but like that almost close to like Eurotrash electronic music, kind in the same vein of that, you know. Okay. It stands for electronic dance music, but that's, so it's kind of in that same vein, like the Calvin Harris's and the what's his name, the Diplo and all those people, like that kind of music. And it's just like,
so I was like, when I was listening in the car, I'm thinking, what music since past like 2000 has like changed music? Like, you had Alanis Morissette. She kind of changed music. Kurt Cobain kind of changed music. Like, who, and maybe Britney, because she came out in the 90s too.
Right.
But past that, like right now, who is changing the way music like goes?
I mean, getting past like Pink and all them, like those, because I don't consider those as the newest. Well, those are artists.
Yeah, those, like Pink was 90s, early 2000s. Right. I kind of put those all together.
Right. Okay.
But who now? Well, I guess
Adele. Amy. I mean, yeah. If she would still be alive, she would have, you know, definitely changed the game a lot more than she did when she first came out. That's the thing is, I don't know.
Isn't that
know.
Weird? You don't know who to choose.
No, because there's not anyone that good. And you know what? And the problem is, and I think it does go back to what you said about technology, because like we live in a world where music is all about a single. It's all single driven music. So when I think as music goes along, I think most artists are going to be
just singles. They're not just singles,
and they're not going to be doing a story, mm-hmm. you know, on an album or whatever. And that to me is the worst thing you could do, because now you have to, you know, you have to drive a single, and if it's not popular, you're fucked. And then you're always trying to reach that high. And I just don't. To me, I just feel like that's not. That's not how music.
The other thing I don't like either that's changed is I don't like fucking, like when I watch a music video, I don't want to see a music video where the people that are in the video have never met in real life, or they're not even on the same scene. I mean,
are you speaking about Bitch I'm Madonna video?
Well, it's just not that. It's happened before, right. You know, I don't like that. Like, why can't we go back to where you actually were in a studio together and you like held hands like Mariah and Whitney? You know, I mean, they may have had the death grip because, you know, I don't know if they really had a spat or they really hate each other. I doubt it.
It was business.
But a lot of people would say, you know, oh, they hated each other.
No, they were actually very close. And it was like when Whitney died, I mean, she was
Bobby
like
Christina.
Oh, she's finally taking that dirt nap.
She's CPC night night with her mom
forever. She is dancing with her mama.
Yeah.
Great for her. I just segue to her for real quick. I just am happy they finally let that poor soul go.
Right.
I mean, because if anything, I think to me, out of anyone that was in that family that was suffering, it was her that was suffering the most. That, you know, and that's another thing, like that poor girl never had a chance. Like she was basically doomed from the moment she realized who her parents were. Yeah. I mean, and I don't mean that to be, and I'm not trying to be a dick, but like, I mean, you have two parents who were drug addicts. You didn't have a chance at all, especially mm-hmm. with them being famous. Like, it'd be different if she was just a normal, you know, girl who grew up in a normal neighborhood, who grew up with the normal upbringing. Like, I think maybe she would have had a chance to get out of that situation and do something different for herself. Mm-hmm. But excess money, you know.
I don't think any famous person's children live a real life.
No.
I don't think they ever, no matter how normal you try to make it, it'll never be a normal life. First, you have the money. I mean, that's pretty much never ending.
Right.
But she would have never had a normal life, even if her parents weren't drug users.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So you're. I mean, you're right, but it also. But it. But it, but she could have.
The circumstances may have been different.
Right. Like her circumstances could have been a little bit different than what she had, and you know, although she may have not lived a normal life like we did, you know, growing up or whatever, but like she could have had something that modeled that similarly, you know,
and a mansion and a Rolls Royce.
I mean, that's all material stuff that can easily go away just as it came. So it's not like, you know what I mean? Like, and I think that's the problem. Like, that's the one thing that I love about, like, you know, for example, like Jennifer Gardner and Ben Affleck, even though they're divorced or they're going to get divorced. Like, I think that's they literally tried as hard as possible to make their life as normal as possible for their children. And I think they actually did a really good job.
Pink and Carrie Hart does that too.
Yeah.
They try to make their child. Right.
You know, it's all within modesty, and modesty doesn't
necessarily. Julia Roberts, I think she did the same thing.
Right. And I think what, you know, like they go to school with other, you know, with other children who aren't of that lifestyle. You know, they take them, they deliver them to school. They, you know, pick them up. So things like that, I think to me, are the closest to everyday normal for people. And I think people like that, that's what they do.
My parents didn't even take me to school. They're like, get on the fucking bus.
Oh, really?
We ain't got time for you.
Cause it's the
first
day
of school.
I'm like, cause I had a walk.
You lived in the city. You know, my school was like 20 miles away from me.
That's different. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of hard growing up in the mountains of West Virginia.
But my parents, especially after the summer, which I don't even know why they had a problem, because the pool was their babysitter, so they never really had to deal with us.
Yeah.
But that first day of school, they're like, get on that bus. See you later. You know, so I was just like, out of here.
Well, that's kind of.
I never remember them taking me to school except for one time when my dad beat the shit out of a bunch of, like, people. So,
oh,
and then went to jail, and then I've told that story. That's the only time I remember being taken to school.
That's funny. I mean, I like, she just never had a chance. But anyways, back to music. I think artists. Music, so a lot of, so for example, like Janet is getting a lot of praise together right now for what she's been doing with her, the way she's essentially controlling how this album and the way that it's coming out and all that stuff. Like, she's kind of controlling how.
Do you think there will be a leak?
No, I really don't. Nope, because this song did not leak at all.
When does her album come out?
We don't know. In September.
Oh,
which is really weird, because again, she's doing the album, she's releasing the album in September, but her tour starts in a month. As of yesterday, it would be a month.
I thought I read that she paused it because there's issues.
No, let me clear that up for you real quick.
No, I don't. I think.
Yeah,
I saw you posted, so Joe Jackson, somebody posted.
Yeah,
it.
Joe Jackson had a heart attack while he was in Brazil, and he was over there for his like birthday or whatever, and he unfortunately had a heart attack. But I think it was a stroke. Anyways. Luckily, he was already at the hospital, or he was en route to the hospital, or he was with the doctor, something like that. Anyways, they put a pacemaker. He's fine. She flew out there to make, you know, to be with him and make sure that he's okay and he's getting well taken care of. She should be coming back to the States within these next couple of days. But Miss Janet did not stop rehearsing. She took a team of people with her on her private fucking jet, flew them to Brazil, and has been practicing, has been rehearsing the tour with those people over there in Brazil while she's taking care of her. So like, she'll stay with her father until visiting hours, and then she'll go and rehearse, and then she comes, and she's been doing that until her brother and her, I think her sister or two of her brothers, until they get down there.
Well, they better not wait on one brother, because he'll never get there.
Oh, girl, that's just mean.
Does she go and bless him with her hee-hoo?
Stupid. Anyway, so yeah, so she is resuming the tour. The tour was never postponed.
When does it start?
August 31st. So literally in a month.
Well, maybe September 7th will be the album release. Because, well, 7th is a Monday. So
no, albums are now released on Fridays.
So maybe it'll be whatever, the 10th.
We don't know.
That is kind of crazy, though. You would seem like her I think her album will come out a week before her. You think?
Maybe. Fall doesn't start until it's a fall release. That's all we know right now. And it's interesting because she starts her tour on the 31st. And so, like, when people go see her,
they're going to be listening to music that they haven't heard yet.
They're going to be listening to music that they
haven't
heard.
Maybe she wants it that way.
Which I think is, you know, that's a game changer. Because, I mean, not that artists have not been doing that for a while. I mean, that's happened for millennia. Oh,
yeah. I mean, like, when I went to see Beth Hart, she sang 3 or 4 of the songs off of her new album that we saw her in February, and her album wasn't coming out until April.
Right. And so, and I think most do that. Most people do that. Like, the same thing with when I saw Sarah Bareilles, she debuted like 3 or 4 songs off of her new album that hadn't been released yet. And I mean, you know
who needs to stop doing that though?
Who?
Mariah. Don't release a song and then wait 3 years to release an album.
I think she's learned her lesson with this last album. I mean,
please, Die Hard. Die I hope hard, she has.
Die Hard fans.
Look, I got my Bill Clinton handout.
You sure do. I mean, she is Bill Clinton in it over here. Or are you Hillary Clinton in it over here? Actually, I think that's a thing that they teach all presidents, because all presidents do that. You know what it is? It's thing for
keep people from appointing.
Yes, and for when you're nervous. I learned that from Made in Manhattan.
They said, yeah, they said instead of pointing, you should point with 2 fingers because it's less
aggressive.
Aggressive.
Yeah.
Oh, or, you know, instead of pointing, you can go. Like on the airplane when they're telling you where the exits are. And then they're like,
they use a 2 finger.
Right.
Two I'm in like, the pink, one in the stink.
It's 2 feet away. I got it.
Right.
And I got it. The exit behind me might be the closest one. Right. I don't care which way I get out.
Don't stand in the aisle while the plane is in the air. If there's a motherfucker by the exit sign, hopefully he know how to get rid of people.
What is that movie with the ghetto airlines? What is that movie?
I don't know.
Oh.
I know Shirley Q. Liquors did a... Please put your max on before you put someone else max on.
I like
and don't
Shirley
ask me the time we get there, because we get there when we get there.
Shirley Q. Liquor is pretty funny.
Oh my God.
Although I'm surprised.
Horribly offensive, but extremely
I'm surprised
funny.
That type of artist, blackface.
Yeah, she does blackface, right?
I don't. And isn't that weird how, like, she's been around for years and years and years, and there's never been, like, I'm sure there's been a few uproars, but you have someone else do it and it's like crazy. Like they like witch hunt.
Yeah. I don't, I mean, I,
it's weird. She's funny though.
You taking a huge chance when you do that. Let me just tell you, taking a huge chance. Anyways, moving back to Janet, who knows what this week we found out she's going to be playing at the iHeartRadio Festival in Las Vegas. Ugh, I'm so mad that it was not when we're there.
I think the past couple years it's been the weekend after, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
This year it'll be
It was last weekend, remember? Because we saw, weren't people there that we saw when remember when we went to the Apple store, they were like, oh yeah, Lil Wayne's here, or like Usher, that girl that was standing behind us or in front of us, that she did the radio. She was she was either a journalist or something, and her boyfriend got into the party, and she was like, oh yeah. So it was the week that we were there, that the iHeartRadio Festival
was. It was the weekend before we got there, the festival, because it wasn't the same weekend, because we're usually there when the big fight happens. There's always a big fight at that time, and the concert is always usually a week before that, because the famous people stay there to watch the fight.
Got it. Oh, maybe that's what it was. All I know is that it was that was fun to see that girl. She was talking about all this sorts of stuff. But anyways,
We were getting dirty looks from everyone else.
I know, because we were on the private line.
Right.
What you call
it? We're stars. You ever heard of us? Foul Monkeys.
Exactly. We don't look like stars, but we act like them.
We have faces for radio.
No, I have face for TV and magazine and album covers.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Sure.
Anyways, so she'll be playing that festival. So we all wait with bated breath, like what she's going to release. Like, so Monday, we're going to be like, what other piece of information is she going to release? Is she finally going to give us an album title? Is she going to give us a track list?
What if the album title is Plush? You wouldn't be happy?
She would get, no, that's, it won't be. But if she did name it that, she would get so much shit for it. Just because that's not the theme of the album. Like, the theme of the album is like...
How do you know? There's not an album release yet.
No, but Kathy Ireland is a business partner with her, and Kathy Ireland is a super huge supporter of Janet. Anyway, so she said that...
Kathy Ireland, like the model?
Yeah. Her and Janet are, like, they're extremely close friends.
Oh.
And they have a business. So, you know, that's Janet's weird. Diamonds, she's a part of that. Kathy Ireland helped that...
Janet's Blood Diamonds?
No, I don't think they're blood diamonds. However, I wouldn't put it past her because she did promote fur. But anyway.
And leather. She wore a lot of leather.
Yeah, well.
But that's weird because she's like vegan vegetarian now or whatever, right?
Yeah, she's a vegan. But, you know, so we don't know what we're going to get next week. And we don't know what we're going to get for the next 4 weeks because up until the tour, she literally, since May 15th or May 16th, she's released a bit of information every week since then. So she is like, girl, I think it's literally Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, Janet, and maybe like one or two other people that have anything to do with her album. Like, everything is done very top secret. Like, this is one of the
I
most
wanna
top
know,
secrets.
Like, it would be interesting to find out if she does any featuring artists, like really big featuring artists.
Oh, well, I mean, she did J. Cole, and
I never heard of that person until.
Well, when I say up and coming rapper, I mean like he's new to the scene.
Is it like Mariah with Miguel? Because I'd never heard of him until he was on.
No, I've heard of him. He was around before. I mean, before he featured, she featured, or he featured her because it was like his song.
What was the weird?
The worst song ever. Hashtag beautiful. I mean, come on. Like, you gave us fucking Anytime You Need a Friend, fantasy. Hero, fantasy. You gave us all these like. Pop, like just you evoke something with the title of the song and then you do hashtag beautiful.
And then the video. Oh,
whoever left, let her. Oh, did you hear that she's directing on the Hallmark Channel? She's her directorial debut. It's a Christmas song. It's a Christmas movie. So it won't come out until Christmas. So the one thing that she does know how to do well is Christmas. So
she loves Christmas.
Right. So she's. I'm thinking this will be, it'll redeem her music, her acting. Not that she needs it, because I thought she was really good in like most of the movies after Glitter that she was in. My favorite is Wise Guys. I love that movie.
Wise Girls.
Sorry.
I love that movie too. Rachel.
Yeah. And let me just tell you, she was
ghetto,
like fucking, like she will cut a bitch. You know what? Did you ever watch the other movie, Tennessee?
I haven't watched that. No.
That was good. I thought she was pretty good in there. I just don't like when artists do the most obvious thing that they do in real life. So like she was, I'm a musician. I don't care.
I'm trying to find my way.
Exactly. Like, bitch, you make millions. Stop trying to make us. Stop trying to fool us into believing that you are this character because you know nothing about that. You know,
well,
nothing
she did
about
pretty good
at
Precious, right? I mean, she did
she
pretty
good. Counselor. She was amazing in that movie. Uh-huh. I mean, she looked.
And then in Wise Girls, she did not play anything.
She was a waitress.
She was a total shock. Like, uh-huh. When I saw the movie, because I don't think it came out in theater, did it? I think it was like straight to DVD kind
I
of
think
thing.
So.
But
if you guys haven't seen this
shocked.
Movie,
like,
you guys literally need to watch this movie like immediately because, first of all, Mira Sorvino.
I love her.
She's in this movie and she's amazing in this movie. It's kind of like an Italian mobster kind of like movie, but it's done really well. I thought the writing was pretty good, and I thought the actual acting out of everyone that was in the movie was really good.
Mariah was good.
Honestly, this was when I saw this movie, I was hoping for Glitter, expecting Glitter.
You're expecting Glitter, but you were surprised that it was. Whatever.
I'm sorry. You know, Glitter should have been nominated for Oscars galore. I mean, that movie was amazing. You have to like. When she comes out with that little hat and the bill. I mean, I literally was like, "What the fuck is she wearing? Why does she have two pigtails?"
We need to have a podcast just where we're talking about Glitter while we're watching it.
we could right that. Here. Oh my god, we should do that in Vegas. That'll piss everybody off. Anyways, we went on a whole tangent there.
we weren't even planning that. That was like...
So let's talk about... What?
What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to segue into Cecile the Lion. Do you want to talk about that really quickly? Oh,
yeah, we can do that. Because you had something to say. No, it was... We'll talk about that first.
We'll close the show with I think I know what you want to talk about. So we'll close the show with that.
This Cecil the Lion thing is so heartbreaking. I mean, if you guys don't know, because Tony didn't even know about it.
What?
This dentist.
Oh, he's Mexican. Right. if it's not in Spanish, he don't know.
If it's not in a tortilla.
Speaking of tortillas, have you seen that? Real quickly, have you seen that that YouTube video of the tortilla that's being played like a record?
I saw the thing, but I didn't watch
it. You didn't watch it? Okay, so literally they play the tortilla and it's a fucking... I'm like, that is so offensive. So offensive.
And you laugh. Cecil the Lion, you guys. This dentist in Minnesota paid $55,000 to go on a hunting trip in Africa. Cecil the Lion was like this huge... Like, I would say megastar for the country of Zimbabwe. He was on a preserve. He was being tracked. He had been tracked for 10 years to do studies.
He was a family man. He had like six
Everybody
cubs.
Loved him. Mm-hmm. This dentist, American, unfortunately,
very
decides that he's going to kill Cecil the Lion and not only, well, hunt him down, but pulled him from the preserve so he could do it, chopped his head off, skinned the lion, and left the body there.
Yes.
To do whatever. So he only wanted the head of the lion.
So let me fill in some of the gaps, because you kind of, not that you left out a lot.
And he's an asshole.
Yeah. You pretty much said what the basic story. So basically what they did was, he apparently, according to the letter that he sent out to his patients, because he apparently
he had to close his business,
issued an apology letter, right, to his patients. Okay, instead of issuing a letter to everyone else, to the entire world, for killing a lion that was potentially endangered, not just him but the lions, because they're hunted all the time, but also he was on a preserve that was protected. So apparently he hired these people thinking that they were doing... This is what he's saying now, okay? I don't believe this shit.
Yeah.
That it was that they were doing everything legally, right? So apparently what they did was they opened the preserve, like the area where he was being kept, and they opened it, lured him with a dead animal on the car. So they raced out so that the lion would race after it. When they did, they bow and arrowed him.
They put a spotlight on him so the hunter could see him.
Yes. And then once they did that, the doctor got out, shot him.
No, the lion was alive for like 20 hours or something before he actually died. The arrow did not kill him.
No, right. That's why he shot him. He shot him to kill him.
I don't think it was right away, though. I think they had to track him and find him to do that.
Oh, really?
Because I think he ran.
Oh, see, I didn't read that part. Mm-hmm. That may have been more like as the information was coming out. The last that I heard, this is all from his letter, because he explains...
Well, of course he's going to lie.
Right. So if, the way he explains it...
Well, he doesn't really say that they took him out of the preserve and all that stuff.
No. This because is that part of it. That part of it I read.
That's the part where he's in trouble.
Right. So he, of course, said that he's been hunting forever and blah, 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 blah. They kill the lion, they skin him, they take his head, you know, they chop his head off, they kill him. I don't know about what they do with the remainder of the body. Like,
they left it there.
That could have fed a village. That could, I mean, I know as callous as that may seem, but if you're going to
be... It could have been used.
Yeah, it could have been used. It should have been used. For a good cause, because you know what? Unfortunately, in this world, that's what happens. You kill an animal to eat, to preserve life, and it goes around.
And that's fine.
But
we don't kill animals just to kill them.
But when you do it where it's not, where you're luring someone, or you're luring the animal out, knowing well that this animal is protected and it is on protected grounds, and you're luring it away from that area so that you can do this because supposedly
you want a head.
This is for fun.
Oh, no, the $55,000 helps the community.
Right.
It helps people in the village, it helps the preservation.
Is that what they were saying?
That's now? What he's saying. Oh, no, so it doesn't fucking matter because that lion was worth more than $55,000.
Oh my God, totally. So anyways, and then, you know, like yesterday I saw something that Ted Nugent had posted, which he infuriates the shit. Ass. And he, you know, he is the leader of the NRA.
All right. Yeah, he's so fucking crazy.
He was like, oh, when I went and killed his great-great-grandfather, the lion, Cecile's great-great-grandfather, he killed him. Did the same thing. He hunted him. Well, how the fuck do you know that it was his great-great-grandfather? You clearly knew something.
Mm-hmm.
Because why would you specifically say something like that? I mean, and
well,
then
he's a dumbass. Like,
I fed a village. They use all the parts, the head, the blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
blah.
This person didn't do that. I'm sure the lion, if anything, that Ted Nugent's talking about probably wasn't being monitored for the past 10 years prior to him killing
it. Right, right. Now, not only did you kill this...
I get so mad.
Not only did you kill this lion, but now you essentially killed his cubs. Because the cubs will not be able to survive because the other male lion that's in the habitat will kill them. Because it's all about supremacy. So it's all about like who is the bigger dog and the alpha dog, mm-hmm. right?
But we're talking about cats. Get it?
Get it? but you know, so not only did you do that, you also killed his family, and that's really sad. I mean, I have to agree with, you know, I have to partially agree with what Ted Nugent said in terms of, you know, if you're gonna hunt, make sure that you use everything, you know, give it to the village. If you just want the head, make sure that the body is treated.
Why do you have to hunt a fucking lion to feed a village? You could fucking kill these animals. Well, first, what they're almost, I mean, I don't want to say they're extinct, but their numbers are low.
Yes. And they're getting closer. You should not
be killing anything where they could potentially be gone from the
world. Like the white rhino. I think that's extinct.
There's like five on the planet or something. Yeah. They're protected by the government.
Extremely
like
protected.
Guns around it all the time.
Yep.
And then
it's...
Oh, Tony must be home.
And not only that, but it's really difficult. Like, for example, with the white rhino, it's very difficult to mate them. So it's like, I mean, they've been trying really hard to try to get them to mate.
Why? I don't understand. Why do you want to kill lions? Why do you want to kill giraffes? Why do you want to kill...
Elephants.
I don't understand. These creatures fucking go eat a deer where the population is like
so many, million, like, right, you know, right. I agree.
It's like heartbreaking. I treat it the same as if a person, like the guy here in Chicago that fed the dog the firecracker and killed it.
Did you see the picture of that dog?
I treat that shit the same. You're a fucking awful human being. You do not deserve to be on this world. Every day because I feel this way, I struggle when I eat chicken. I don't eat red meat that much anymore. But when I eat animals, these people are the reason I struggle with, like, why am I even doing this?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's the circle of life when it comes to the food part. I mean, I'm still okay.
They should not kill the lion because he was not meant to be killed.
Right.
He was being taken care of.
Yes. And I agree. I don't think that he should have been killed at all for any reason. And don't give me this fucking bullshit excuse that you were doing it for hunting. Hunting means that you actually go to a place where it's not protected, where they're running wild and free.
Spend days.
And you, if you happen to see one, you try to kill it. Fine. I'm okay with that. I'm not okay with killing animals, period. But if you're going to do it for that to feed people because it's a necessity, then I'm okay with that. But if you go about it the right fucking way, in his letter, he's like, I didn't know. I assumed and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, you fucking didn't. You paid $55,000. Like, you knew that you were going to kill this animal. Like, how did you? That's not hunting.
Like, when I was younger, he tried to get me interested in hunting. I was never interested in it, but he
took me. For a cock? I'm just kidding. She was real interested in that.
Where is it? Gagging for it. So gagging. He took me to this area, and he was, like, trying to teach me a lesson kind of thing, because it was over an alcove. Like, we have a bunch of dirt roads on mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a bunch of ravines so you can, like, see down. There's, like, rivers and all that shit. He takes me to this area and he says, this is what you're not supposed to do when you're hunting. Roger, seriously, I probably saw like 30 headless deers, whole bodies in a ravine because the person only killed them for their head. They didn't use any part of the body. Literally, the head was chopped off. The body was there.
I mean,
and obviously the same person doing it because there's 30 of them in one.
Right. Why? Right. So they know. Right.
Why
so
do you need 30 heads? Like, what is it about an animal head that you need?
Well, it's the same thing with, like, the tusk, like the elephant tusks. Like, if you want the tusks, if you want the ivory, why don't you go about it the way that it should be cut if you want it so bad? Because guess what?
Well,
the
fucking stop ivory, using it. It's useless.
Ivory is like nails. Like, mm-hmm. It's the same thing as nails. It's just, for some odd reason, it's become this insanely, like, moneymaker. But if you cut it like a nail, the damn thing would grow again, for instead of killing the poor fucking elephant that has nothing to do with anything other than mm-hmm. the fact that it creates this beautiful thing that comes out of it. And yet, instead of doing it in a more humane way, no, they kill the fucking animal, they butcher their face, and then the poor animal dies because medical vets and whatever, they can't get to them fast enough, and then the poor animal dies for no fucking reason other than for their essentially their nail.
I read that
that's crazy in an article
that they're getting better at tracking before the people get to the elephants because of drones.
Yes, that's opened up a lot of if you
don't kill animals for no reason, just don't fucking do it.
Right. If you live in an area that that is something that you do because you know you're going to actually use it for food and whatever, like, I mean,
blankets
that's
and
cool.
clothes and shit like that.
But, you know, that's okay because, you know, unfortunately, there is no other way to sustain life because vegetables is just not enough. You know, and too many of the stuff like, you know, vegans, there's a lot of things that are made with a lot of chemicals that, to me, even if you're vegan, like, eating that stuff is just as bad because you're still eating chemicals. So I get it. Like, it's a part of life. It's the circle of life, right? Do it in a way that is as humane as possible. But don't go killing them just to be killing them. So that
and
you
this
can
is
have
going for chickens
head.
And pigs and cows. They all should be treated with respect.
Yes.
Before they're killed.
Well, that's why. What's that lady's name? Temple. I can't remember her last name. I think Temple something. She created a way that cows could be slaughtered in the most humane and painless way possible for them. Mm-hmm. So that way and she created this entire Temple Grandin, I think is what her name is. She created this particular. I want to say it's kind of like a maze, if you will, where it makes it a little bit easier for them and it's not painful for them.
Yeah, they're not put on hooks before they're
right,
you know, before they get
right,
killed.
Right. So what it was is, and the reason why she created this was because she is autistic. And she, anytime that she freaked out, she had to be compressed because that's what would make her feel better, right?
Oh, animals, yeah.
Yeah, and so, like, what she was doing was instead of just sending them all in at once and then banging them on the head with that stick, that's painful for them.
If they get to do that.
Right.
Sometimes they're hung up by their legs and their throat slit.
Right. And so what she did was it was easier for them to create, you know, to walk because they were happier that way. And so, you guys should watch it. It's a beautiful movie. It's got Claire Danes in it. She plays Temple. It's an amazing movie. Like, she won awards for that movie. Mm-hmm. it's a really good movie. But anyway, so she created that for that purpose. And I think that's the best way to do it is if you're going to, you know, eat an animal, do it as humanely as possible. Like, I mean.
Treat it the way animals are supposed to be treated.
Yeah. With respect. And, you know, this is the reason animals turn on people because
they're taking back their world.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's why you see when you're driving down the street and you see a squirrel walk by, they're like, bitch, you're on my road.
Right.
I'm not, you're not,
they will fucking
I'm not on yours. You're on mine.
All right, Roger, we got to go. We'll talk about, we got another show to do, so we can talk about some other stuff. So this is Ricky.
And this is
Raja Lee.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Deuces.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.